This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. As we're hearing through much of today's program, and in fact all week's programs, John McCain and Sarah Palin are battling furiously to come from behind in the presidential election. But many Republicans are bracing for big losses in the White House and in Congress. And some Republicans are already looking beyond John McCain, whether he wins or not. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Wondering how enthusiastic conservatives are about a McCain presidency? Take a listen to Rush Limbaugh.
We're going to have to drag Senator McCain over the finish line. And then we're going to have to deal with what he does in the Oval Office ourselves. We have to save the country from Obama and then save it and the Republican Party from whoever McCain puts in his cabinet. We have to do this one step at a time. Do not throw in the towel.
Some Republicans are already throwing in the towel, says Jim Brulte, the former leader of his party's caucus in the California state legislature.
People who are already planning for the future wonder if a loss may not be the necessary bloodletting to help set the stage for a Republican renaissance.
Brulte is still hoping for McCain to beat the odds. But if he doesn't, Brulte says, there's still the midterm elections in 2010, when it's always easier for an opposition party in Congress to pick up seats. Mark Carallo isn't thinking that far ahead. He's focusing on next Tuesday.
They are going to get shellacked, but they deserve to get shellacked.
Carallo is a conservative Republican strategist. Although he isn't rooting for big Republican losses either, he says a big defeat would be just punishment for a party that abandoned core conservative principles. Carallo cites the $700 billion Wall Street bailout as exhibit number one.
That has become the crucible through which the Republican Party will be viewed by its members. I haven't seen any difference in the parties in the last 7-8 years, starting with the Medicare bill and then just, you know, moving through the unbelievable profligate spending. There really is not a dime's worth of difference between them right now.
Michael Gerson, former speechwriter for President Bush, is not looking forward to the Republican post-election conversation.
Usually a loss results in a circular firing squad of recrimination and anger, not a healthy discussion of the directions of the future. And the reality is we're already beginning to see that right now.
The debate has already begun. The first shot was fired by someone who is not an active Republican partisan, but still a respected member of the party.
The approach of the Republican Party and Mr. McCain has become narrower and narrower.
That's former Secretary of State Colin Powell as he delivered his endorsement of Barack Obama on Meet the Press earlier this month.
I have some concerns about the direction that the party has taken in recent years. It has moved more to the right than I would like to see it, but that's a choice the party makes.
Gerson shares some of Powell's concerns. He says the changes began in tandem with the decline of President Bush's political fortunes.
Because of Iraq in 2005 and 2006 and his political weakness, every disturbing element of the Republican Party had a kind of renaissance or revival. We need to be more anti-immigrant. We need to be more anti-government. We need to be more isolationists. All these trends of the Republican Party that were repressed by an initially successful president emerged. I'm afraid in an electoral loss, you're going to see the same dynamic.
Strategist Mark Carallo sees it differently.
There is a struggle right now between the sort of grassroots conservatives and the power elites in our own party. You know, we always complain about the liberal elite establishment. There is an elite establishment in the Republican Party, and the fight is going to be between the traditional conservatives and these elites who abandon those principles.
Michael Gerson says some of the identity crisis in the Republican Party is inevitable because so many of its goals have been achieved.
The Republican Party is undergoing a strange transformation because the issues that brought it popularity and power, tax rates, crime, welfare reform, a number of these issues have been resolved in American life in a way that just drains them of power as important issues. And so they're left with, in some ways, a foreign issue set: global warming, income stagnation, the problems of globalization, all these things that have very little to do with the way that the Republican Party rose and prospered. So it is going to take someone to come and give the Republican Party a new approach and populist message.
And that's just a preview of the internal discussion the Republicans will begin in earnest on November 5th, regardless of who wins the presidential election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.